Foo Fighters. That's how they spell it. Grab that microphone, buddy. It's your time. This is where you and I talk. Yeah. It's you and me now, bud.
That's right.
Yeah. We're right close. That's you look right. good, buddy.
Oh, back at you, my brother. We're back.
Yeah. Al Joe is here from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And you've had an interesting year.
Yeah.
Now, normally, you like, when you're not touring South America, what is your year like outside of TSO?
Nutella sandwiches for the kids in the morning on the way to school.
Yeah, right?
You know? Nothing. Yeah. Listen, TSO's been a full-time champion. You and I, what, 18, 20 years?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You know, this thing's going to be 31 years old come this coming February. I mean, it's year-round. You know, my managers, my production heads, my lighting designer, all we do, second week of January,
yeah.
you start talking about next year's tour. It's a lot to go in. This past year was even busier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. A little bit. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. I walked in last week. I don't remember what day it was I stopped by. You were up on stage, commanding orders, right? I can't talk about the stage. Although.
Different though, right?
I promise you. You said it was going to be different.
Everything's different, dude.
I've never seen a stage in that building go from bleacher to bleacher.
Yeah. No joke.
It's never. I mean, never. And there's a big screen behind it. Let's just put it that way. All right. Mm-hmm. I can leave it. I leave it there. But when I walked in there, whether it was the security people up front, the drivers, the stage hands running to Soto, it was like, oh, hey, Crash. Like, hey, oh, has it been a year already? You know, it was just. So warm and welcoming. That's what you guys do. The show starts on Thursday night.
Thursday. It's a couple days away.
Yeah. There's always something different mm-hmm. at every show, right? Every year, there's something new. But there's also always the same message, right? The music, the message. Touch on the brand that you guys have created over these many years. I mean, you've been there since the very first lick.
Oh, it's 31 years. It's
yeah.
In February, you know. Listen, there's a certain comfort and familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, like whether it's in the song, whether it's in the story, whether it's in the company that we're keeping together, whatever yeah. it may be. You know, once people are comfortable and familiar, then I got your attention. Then I could be like devious and mess with you.
Know? Yeah.
So we kind of walk a very fine line between new and familiar. And, you know, and you and I have had this conversation for many, many years. The people that have come back year after year after year are repeat offenders.
Yeah.
You know, 25 years ago, they brought their kids with them. Now they're bringing their grandkids with them. Because mm-hmm. they treat this, they look at this thing like when you and I were kids.
Yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street, Charlie Brown. I mean, it's become that, which I'm so proud of. That's,
yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. You know, so I want them to have the comfort and the familiarity of their tradition because they're bringing their families. They're telling their aunts and uncles and grandparents, you got to come see this show.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, I want everybody on their heels this year in particular because I feel we owe it to the audience, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I owe it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we're like fucking we're bros for forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want everybody to sit in there from the downbeat and look at the stage and go, where is everybody?
Yeah. And this year, that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Because even though the stage changes every year, there's a certain familiarity of where you guys are located on that stage.
Yeah, not in the same places.
Yeah.
And it's making everybody in the band a little awkward and uncomfortable.
That was what I was going to ask you. Because you're always looking at, like, okay, you know, to look here for this cue, this here for this cue, right? And granted, the dudes that you've been playing, and dudettes that you've been playing with, you've had the same core.
Almost 20,
yeah.
probably 25 years.
And you know each other, right? It's like going and seeing Cheap Trick or Aerosmith. Or the same guy's been doing the same thing for a long time.
Yeah.
You have the familiarity. But when you change that stage, okay, well, this guy's usually standing here. This girl's usually singing here. Now, is it messing you up a little bit in practice or not?
No, only because I told everybody, just treat this as it's brand new.
Okay.
It's like it's our first tour together.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to go through the motions any longer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just stand there and, okay, I'm going to stand here. Asha's going to come over here. Jeff Scott Soto's going to come. No.
Yeah.
I even changed the little locker room rehearsals to set up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I've seen those. I've seen that setup. Yeah.
That was, so everybody walked in and go, what's going on? I'm like, that's the reaction I wanted.
Is there something in your music that keeps you guys looking so young? Because, I mean, I've known you for a long time. You haven't changed. I've known Soto for a long time. I want his skincare regime, by the way. Right? Right? Chloe's, you know, she's somewhat attractive if you're into that sort of thing. Okay. Right? If you're into that sort of thing. She hasn't changed a bit.
No.
You know?
They take care of themselves.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. You have to.
You have to.
You have to. You just can't turn it on in the fall.
No, no. This isn't something that you start, you know, getting in shape in August or September.
Yeah.
You know, and these people, they work all year long anyway.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, so I think we've all kind of got, I mean, listen, I'm 63 this year.
Really?
I've been doing the same exact thing for 40-something years. A little tired than normal, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these 16-hour days, you know, aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
But everybody, listen, everybody stays in great shape. Everybody wants to do a great job. And this year, they all came in prepared, and I wanted to surprise them.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like I said, shock everybody. I wanted to shock
you shocked me when I walked in and saw that stage.
Listen, yeah. I don't know
how you got in there. I have no idea. I don't know how you're getting out of there. Good luck.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
The East Coast band was loaded out last night or this morning, you know. They got their 20-something tractor trailers right there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and listen, it's bigger, it's better, and at the same time, it's familiar, but most importantly, it's honest, the show.
Yeah.
This year's show is something so special. Again, the repeat offenders, I can't wait to get you all back in there because I really wanted to show you what we did for you people in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the new ones, you know, the first times, they don't know what to expect anyway.
Yeah. Well, we just did the contest last week where it was 5-4-3-2-1, and I tell people, like, you're going to be close enough. Not only will you feel the pyro, but you'll be able to smell Al's aftershave, and it's delicious. You're going to have a great time.
High karate.
I karate the best. Go with the chalk.
No joke.
But the thing that always makes me excited, I love when people have seen the show win. Right? That's great. Because they're always excited. Oh, I've never seen them in row five. My favorite is the people that have never been there. Mm-hmm. Their first time. They've always wanted to go, haven't gone, or whatever. Whatever the reason. Because they will become your next repeat offenders. Nobody just goes once says, this isn't for me. That's not how it works, right? No. You develop a bond and a connection, and I hope everybody does. And, you know, one of the things that you guys have always had, it's a traveling family.
Yeah.
Right? From Paul, and it goes back to what you've created and Paul created and everybody involved with it, and Kenny and Adam and then the whole crew. Paul used to say this all the time. You vote, and you still say this. TSO is bigger than one person,
yeah.
Right? Yes, you guys are the mainstream, but this will go on. This legacy is going to be created to continue after you guys have moved on.
Huh?
And obviously, you know, almost 9 years ago now? 10 years ago?
Yeah,
almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, we're moving on past our time here. But listen, that's life, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you get punched in the stomach like that, there's a hole in your heart for the rest of your life. But this is now we are implementing what Paul's plan was.
Yeah.
When we decide to, when we leave this planet,
yeah,
we would prefer very much that this continues on in perpetuity.
Yeah.
You know, I got my grandchildren now. Great-grandchildren one day,
yeah.
You know, whether I'm here or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I want to leave something behind that they can say, hey, that was cool.
One of the things that you guys always do, first of all, you always have a lot of the mainstays have been there forever, whether it's east or west or whatever, but you always find that new person that you pluck out of nowhere, mm-hmm. that nobody's ever heard of, and suddenly they're thrust on the stage, and they just absolutely bring it, and they stick around.
Yeah.
And you find them in the craziest spot. You know, I met this guy at a bar in Bulgaria, whatever, you know, doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Anybody new this year we can talk about or keep an eye out for?
No, Larea Turner was brand new to us last year.
Yeah.
What an amazing woman, an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
She fit right into the chemistry of what we're doing, you know, so I love the sound of her voice. But you know me, I'm kind of a creature of habit. When Chloe opens her mouth... Jeff Scott Soto, yeah. Nate, the whole pile. Jody Katz is back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she took a paternity leave last year.
Yeah.
You know, so her energy, her smile, her, you know, enthusiasm is always fun. You know, but everybody else, you know, you get into that room, I don't want to spend time getting to know anybody.
Right? I got time for that.
I got no time left. Yeah. You know? So we sit down, we all look at each other. There's a couple jokes that fly around. Mm-hmm. Johnny Lee Middleton will say something goofy. It's like, all right, we're back together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the class reunion. And then we hit the downbeat, and there's a chemistry, like, you know, with this band.
Yeah.
That's just unmistakable.
It is. It's fantastic. It's a traveling family. And yeah. You guys are going to be together a lot going through the end of the year. And, you know, as I was telling you before we went on, I got both my daughters, graduating.
Which is unbelievable for me. Yeah. I mean, I met them. They were puppies.
Yeah, 100%. They used to sit at Mid-America Center on my lap up in the skybox area and fall asleep because they were 2 and 3, right? And you've created children since I've known you, right? You had more on the way. Not now, but yeah. You know, now you're full circle, man. You're back to, you know, being a school dad.
Yeah, you and I go back for me about 3 wives now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My daughter, to put things into perspective, are bringing boyfriends now to the show.
Oh, boy.
Now, to be fair, good dudes. Mm. They're good dudes. They're great guys. Isabel will be at the show Wednesday night. She's coming to the dress rehearsal on Wednesday night for that. So it's something that families look forward to. The show is going to be on Thursday night. It's going to be a great time. The beginning of the football season, were you a little concerned that your boy Mahomes wasn't going to be the quarterback that he was last year? Did you have any concerns out of the gate? Because they started a little rough.
Yeah, you know, but they didn't. They weren't all healthy. Everybody wasn't there. Yeah. You know, listen, I've learned that don't worry about what goes on in the beginning of a season. Mm-hmm. Let's just see how the season ends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my Jets, you know. I think they look fantastic. They haven't been able to win too many games.
Yeah.
You know, but they got to go on. The Giants look good. You know, the Chiefs came back to life. There's some teams I'm like, how did New England go 7-2?
Seattle. Like, what the? Seattle is insane. You know, Rainy City Bitch Chickens. No. Can't have that.
Listen, it just makes it for a fun season. Yeah. Again, it's not predictable.
Yeah.
Just like a TSO show. Like this season, I would have thought for sure what was going to go on. I'm surprised and I'm shocked. And it makes me more intrigued.
Yeah. So there's one thing that I can talk about, right? Because one thing that's not there, it's a big flaming thing that's in the back. There's a different flaming thing in the back. But the old flaming thing is, and I told Kenny, I said, look, if you guys don't want to pay storage, I have the TSO music box that runs all my computer Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I could hook that to my thing in my yard. I could have some pyro in my yard. I'm here for you guys. I want to help. I know times are tough everywhere. I want to take that rent off your plate. I'll just put that in my yard.
There you go.
I mean, I'm a helper.
Just make sure State Farm is on the page.
And somebody better be on my
side. Somebody be on your page. You know.
Find out more information about Trans-Siberian Orchestra online at 1019thekeg.com. The show is Thursday night. Tickets are available at the Mid-America Center. Al, dude, it is always a pleasure to see you. Hey. Had Mick kick you in the face yet?
No, I haven't even been able to get to see him. He's so mad at me right now.
I know how crazy busy you guys have been this year.
This year in particular. Yeah. You know, I spoke to Mick the other day. Love him. Miss him. But, you know, I just told him I do not have any time to get in there.
Yeah. I had Mick come into the studio to talk about the Crawford fight.
No kidding?
And because Crawford, he trained Crawford on some stuff.
And he whooped Canelo's.
Right? Mick called it 100%. He goes, here's what's going to happen. Bah, 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 bah. I mean, Mick is a world champion. So
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. But, yeah, great stuff, my friend. I will see you later on this week. Al Petrilli, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. More online, 1019thekeg.com.